Do you understand my point? He said when they tested them, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were found to be 10 times better. It didn't promote them because they were so foolish, but they were Jews. Which is what we try to preach. Be a goat, but be a Jew. Be empty in the head, just be a believer. No. You can come to Christ with your empty head, amen? But he will fill it with what? Knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And you will go out and go and manifest for the world to see. Are you getting my point? Yes. I'm talking about the spirit of a business. You have heard the word of God, so you have developed a good spirit for whatever enterprise it is you want to develop. But then, people will work with you. Are you getting my point? People will do what? They will work with you. And their spirit may not be yours. And that's one thing I want to chip in before we close. You have an assignment to infuse them with spirit. Are you getting my point? You have what? An assignment. Listen. One day, I came to Enugu in the year 2000. If I tell you what happened one day. And I came from Lagos. And I won't lie to you, Enugu was a great disappointment. I went to go and see one of my senior colleagues in his private clinic. This man was a high power specialist. I sat in his waiting room. I know what I was counting? The missing tiles on the floor. PVC tiles, not ceramic tiles. Not granite, but what? PVC. I was confused. I looked at the curtains. So what kind of thing is this one? I imagine that if it was Lagos, I entered an office of somebody his caliber. Haba. It will look nice now. Then one day I went to go and photocopy somewhere. And the girl said, so I was waiting. Say, where is it? So I didn't know she was talking to me. I said, where is it now? I said, you are an idiot. No, I'm sorry. I can be very, very rude. Well, I can be rude. Is he not a child? I said, do I look like your mate? You are a fool. And that's what I told her. When the girl looked at me, she said, sorry, sir. Very good. That is, I was so angry. I noticed that. Which kind of human beings are this? Okay, can't you talk loud? Ah! Customer! Can't you talk loud? Then one day, Mr. Abis came to town. And we all went to go and explore. You're welcome, sir. Is there any other thing you would like? Can I help you, sir? Ah, I called the girl, come. Where are you from? That was my question. I said, no, you are not from Enugu. You are not, please, don't tell me you are from Enugu. No. I said, where are you both from? Tell me, please, you are from Lagos, are you not? She said, no. Where are you from? Enugu, no, it didn't happen. She said, some of us are from Lagos, but most of us are from Enugu. Then I got the point. They employed them, sat them down for a few days, and trained them on how to talk to people. I said, yeah, it's obvious. Because, how can you tell your customer, can't you talk loud? Don't people do it? Can't you talk loud? It's obvious it's not your business. It's obvious. A hireling. No, they call it a hireling. I saw it everywhere. I remember that day we went to Mr. Biggs. I called one of the guys and said, come, please. Please, you're not from this town. You're not from this town. Please, there are cultures you must learn. You have learned it. You know your job. You pass it on to your staff. Chike told me something they did one day. He heard somebody shouting on the customer. I came and asked what the problem was. He sacked the man on the spot. Don't talk to my customer like this. It's because he comes here that I pay you a salary. He said, please. I said, no, I just want to set you as an example. So that next time, you will understand what they said. The customer is always right. And in case he's wrong, remember that last rule. The customer is always right. You've not heard that before. There are two rules in this business. Number one, customer is always right. Number two, in case he's wrong, refer to rule number one. I've gone to places before. You see the girl, I remember one girl, she shouted on me for her own error. They typed something for me, it was full of errors. So they had printed it, we had paid for it. But I said, please, can you just correct the errors for me on the diskette? She corrected, in fact, she and I corrected the errors, and I said, please, I'm coming, I can't wait, let me just finish the rest. Before I came back, she reprinted all the pages and said I should pay for it. I said, wait, excuse me. I remember when, because there was one young lady, one of my students that took me there. I was new in town. As I remember when Amber came in here, Amber shouted loud, just correct on the diskette. And I remember I told you, I don't even need the paper. It's the soft copy I need. I've paid you for the original one because that's how you make your money, no problem. The corrections now, you now reprinted all the papers. He said, why would she be correcting? It's not going to... I said, wait, excuse me. Did I tell you to print? No, she refused to answer the question. Excuse me. What? And then he was shouting. This small girl shouted. I said, all right, I am not paying. Do your worst. Am I eating me now? The other people that had sense now said, they moved that aside. I said, excuse me, sir. Good morning, sir. I think there was a mistake. But you see that they talked and talked. You see, the thing is that I may have been right. I told you there's a righteous way to handle things and there's a good way. So when they finished talking, they now said, all right, normally they would charge 20 naira a page. But please, what can I give them? At the end of the day, I paid 10 naira per page for paper I didn't need. I paid it, took it, threw it away. I didn't need it. I really did not need it. But the girl shouted. I was looking like, if it is age, I'm not even your mate. That is age. And where I come from, wouldn't they talk to elder anyhow? Look, you know, Yorubas have a culture. If a small boy is insulting an old man, the person beside the small boy has a duty to slap his face. Otherwise, he's judged as conniving with the boy. You understand? I'm passing on the road and I see one small boy telling one man, I better get away from there. I don't know the two of them. I'll just turn, slap the boy and continue going. That is otherwise, the spirits will now see that me and the boy were insulting an old man. Actually, I've seen it happen before. One woman slapped a conductor in my presence in Lagos. You know the Lagos conductor, the way they can misbehave. Just talking and talking. And it was an old man. The woman, and next I heard was, boy. The boy looked. He said, it's an old man. How can you be talking to an old man like that? Everything quiet. Anyway, so you can imagine the kind of shock I have once in a while when I'm going to patronize somebody's business. And he's abusing me on top of it. And I realize what happens most of the time is that the owners of businesses, either they don't know it or they don't pass their spirit across to their staff. How do you pass spirit across to staff? It's simple. Talk. Set a few examples. Good. Warn them ahead of time. If I find you infringing rule number one, you're in trouble. But most important thing, look, that's what you explain to people. Look, we are here to deliver services, not just about the money. Don't be afraid to listen to customers' complaints. Tell them again and again. Their father didn't teach them. Their church did not teach them. Their teacher in school did not teach them. Now they are working for you. How will they learn it? You expect a spirit to just appear. You are working for my anointed son. Therefore. No. It's what? Talk. Constant talking. That's why every week or every month, you sit your staff together. Sometimes it doesn't have to be lecture in the morning. You know one of the ways to open the door to spirits? Open the mouth. I'm telling you, when they want to bribe a man, seriously, they don't just come and say, okay, take bribe. We have a get-together in the evening. Why don't you meet us there? When you reach there, drink is flowing, suya is flowing, food is flowing. Oh, welcome, sir. Please sit down. How you doing? What would you like? They'll serve you the drink. It's called communion. It's in the Bible. It's communion. You know, the same bread that you break, the wine that you share, is not the same body. It's a spiritual principle. So as you are sharing the wine, the spirit is being distributed. It sounds funny, but it's true. You have parts in your office periodically. So everybody sit down. You all sit on it. Not our guys on the high table. No, our guy is not eating. That one, you have ruined the communion. Make sure that what you like to eat is there. What you like to drink is there. Everybody will settle down. And they are sharing. And then as you are sharing, then at the end before we go, all right. At that time, the spirits are receptive. That's why do you think a lot of guys take girls out before they propose? The spirit is open. No, my wife is saying that also. Why didn't you take me out? Ah, when grace they flow, you go in Bible. I'm telling you, I'm there. You all kinds. That's why I told you, righteous men. When they invite you to city center, don't go. It's called communion. As you are breaking bread, I'm pouring the glass. As you are mixing the drink, it's not just the drink. It's the spirit. That's why you start learning bad habits. So don't go there. When you say, Pastor, is it wrong to drink beer? It's not the beer. If you want to drink beer, buy your bottle and go home. Call your wife and your first son and say, how are you guys doing? That one, there will be no problem. But you go to a city center to drink even Coke. You get an anointing. No? My entire you are living. Eh? You the color of the air will change. It's called what? Spirit. It's communion. You think when fella used to smoke Igbo, people thought he was just a rascal. It was worship. And when you get to church, you'll be singing, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. It's worship. So when they enter shrine, the light, everybody take your wrap. It's called the sweet, you know, incense. You are burning incense unto the gods. Everybody say, yeah, yeah. They'll start reciting it. It's called, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. No, this is, they are parallels. I'm telling you the truth. Be careful where you go. Why do you think every nightclub they go dim the light? It's, they are creating the ambience. Then the spirit of lust, the spirit of adultery, the spirit of murder, the spirit of stealing now fills the place. Why don't armed robbers come to church before they go for operation? They will meet somewhere else, drink their drink, mix the wine. Ah, it's worship. Then the murderous spirit will enter into them. And then from there, everybody starts operating. The guy will shoot. You won't know why he shot. You know why he shot? The last place he was, he drank. It's a spiritual principle. But let's look on the good side. So you want to talk with your staff? Occasionally. I mean, you should have, you know, you have an end of Christmas, end of year party. Those monies are offerings. So there are different kinds of offerings. There's offering you go to give in church. We'll talk about that. But there are offerings that you eat it there. It's part of your spiritual sacrifice. It's a priestly corner. You buy gifts for everybody. You sit down. Acknowledge everybody. Thank you for this year. It was a good year. A lot of you guys worked very hard. Some of you didn't work up to level, but I believe next year will be better. And then, as they are leaving, the Christmas package. Are you getting me? Everybody, you eat, you drink. That is the only way people imbibe your spirit. It's not just the words. The words is important. Then you share communion. All right? Communion, you eat together. I mean, it's the boss's birthday. They can't come to your house. Each time, you say the things that you believe. You tell the stories that reinforce what you believe. It's like you want to train your children. Okay, you don't want them to watch home video, no problem. But then one day, let them watch home video with you and pass a comment on every character. Are you getting my point? See, that girl is a bad girl. Why? She's not married to that man. See, that guy is a bad man. Why? That money is not his own. You know, you keep on saying it. You see, you know, without them seeing it outside, they already, you are training them. You are training them. Do you get my point? Now that's what you do with your staff. You read a story in a book, you know, you don't laugh over what is bad. They come and tell you a story. Say, what is funny? He went to this particular company. Look at what this man did. No, the man, he puts 25% on it. They say, as they are laughing. You don't cross your leg. He did that. If he was here, I fire him on the spot. They've gotten the message. You show your displeasure. You don't like it. You won't tolerate it. And if it was here, I fire the person on the spot and you enter your office. They've gotten the point. To you, it's not funny. To you, it is not a funny thing. What am I saying? You are passing your spirit across to your staff. You are passing the spirit across. It is you that, every spirit has a business. Your own is starting from inside you. If they are going to work with you, you pass it across to them. And if somebody can't drink of your spirit, you let him go. Are you getting my point? The one that you finish serious communion, he will go and sell you for 12 pieces of silver. Obviously, has a very bad spirit. And you make it clear to everybody. You know, one of the things you don't do is, don't do mago-mago. Do you get my point? Don't do things you can't explain. Why am I firing this man? It is because, let everybody know. Nothing personal. He has chronically shown that he does not belong. Therefore, I am going to let him go. I'm not angry, oh. Are you getting my point? If you are going to promote people, it won't be because of your... I don't have a feeling inside me that he's a good man. His goodness will show in how he does things. Everybody will know. You get my point? There's not. You shouldn't let people become unhappy with you. You get my point? You don't know why you are doing what you are doing. No? Look, I told you, what the Bible calls a demonstration of his righteousness. You want to say, well, they are coming late, no problem. Have a roaster. Everybody, when you come in, fill in here. When you arrive, so when I want to check who's been coming late chronically, I have a list. Are you getting my point? What am I going to say? People must buy your spirit. When they have bought your spirit, they will be able to manifest outwardly this thing that you desire. Do you get my point? All right, the Lord is good. Are you clear what I've said so far? I hope you are very clear. All right. That thing is very important. I find that a lot of people, they don't train any people. That time, I used to be very angry when I came to Enugu. But over time, of course, Enugu has changed though. Enugu has changed, seriously. It's not like before. Now, if you enter the lobby of all these fine hotels, they are very nice. You're welcome, sir. Good morning, sir. How can we help you, sir? They will sigh you and sigh you until you feel like a knight of Saint Mulumba. Or all right? No, things have changed. And I think it's a very good culture. And you see, another thing, people say something, they say, you know, your place is like that. Don't ever say that. Anything that is good, copy it. If it is bad, drop it. If something is good, learn it. If it's bad, drop it. Have you ever talked to people on the phone? Have you ever called any international agencies on the phone? Ha. In fact, the day I called them, because when I was in the US, I had to come back. I had to change my flight a number of times, twice actually. So, toll-free lines, you call. Hello, may I help you? You tell them, this is Emirates. How can I help you, sir? I want to say, okay, flight change. Hold on, please. They will connect to where they will answer you. Then I still remember what they will be reciting. Thanks for holding on patiently. We recognize that your time is very important and we do not wish to waste your time. We know that your business is very important to us. Our desire, and this is being played. So as long as you are waiting, you are hearing that. Please, another moment, an available operator will talk to you. This is Emirates. It's our pleasure to serve you. Your business is very important to us. We do not wish to waste your time because we recognize that your time is very important. They keep saying this thing. If they keep you waiting for 1 hour, you will hear that important gist for 1 hour. And they really are not going to keep you waiting for 1 hour. And as soon as somebody picks the phone, first thing, he apologizes for keeping you waiting for 10 seconds. And if he has to transfer you somewhere else, we start hearing the story again. We are very sorry for keeping you waiting. We are just waiting for an available operator to talk to you. We recognize that your business is very important. Meanwhile, I was somewhere in Lutu one day. That was in Lagos. No, all these old civil servants. Hello, hello. Can't you talk up? I look like, what? What is it? You can't talk loud. Please talk loud, Joe. And Nelson, don't drop the phone. Hi. Oh, Lua. All right, please. A good thing, you learn it. Those guys are not born with that. They learned it also. Are you getting my point? You teach your receptionist to smile. Chike's receptionist smiles very well. That girl will kill you. That will kill you with her smile. I'm telling you. I be like she'd use amplifier. I know, I'm serious. When you see a person with a frown face, it cannot be in your front desk. Yeah, no, it's against the law of God. You know what Jesus said? When you want to enter a house, you first say, peace unto this house. So there's a way they receive you, in which you give them your money. If they don't receive you well, your money, Jesus said, returns to your pocket and you go to the next house. That's how it is with businesses. You knock on the door. You know, have you entered something like that? You open the door. One man is doing something, he looks at you as if you're not there and convinces what he's doing. And when you say, hello, can I help you? You say, the receptionist is not around. And he walks in the office. So you go ask the person, do you work here? Yes, please. Oh, guys, not my work now. The receptionist went out. She'll be back. Just wait. Listen, for your information, I have a new rule. Okay, I've read it for a while. If I know the owner of the business, I'll report that man. The other day, my wife went to buy fuel in this Juhel.